Our goal this hour to keep the drive on track is 90 pledges. So your contribution right now will help us meet that goal.
Your support pays for the news, music, and talk you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it helps to keep fun drives short. Don't miss out on One Day Wednesday, our squished down one day pledge drive. Give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, in just a moment, Kathleen Dunn will be talking to David Malman about great summer reading. I heard about five different things there that have me enticed. I know that's true of you. That's why you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Discussions like this on the Ideas Network are possible because of your financial support. Won't you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552?
Giving takes just 3 minutes of your time. You need to tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how much you want to pay. Using your credit card saves time and postage and paper, so please take those 3 minutes now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Tomorrow it's back to regular programming. Tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. But today is a very special day for you and Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is the first and last day of the spring membership drive. Like you, we want to get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great radio. No special incentives or gifts today. It's all about the programs, and we need 4,000 pledges today. Don't wait. Call now. Here's someone to tell you how.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Mike Crane, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is where you do that on the special One Day Wednesday. Maybe your pledge is $50, maybe $100, maybe $500. Well, whatever amount you choose is exactly the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Because you get most of your news and information on WPR, it's time to become a member. We're commercial-free, nonprofit, and listener-supported public radio.
You know, you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio, and we rely on you. It's the perfect combination. So make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A contribution of any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, the station you count on for your news and your in-depth discussions.
On WPR's Ideas Network, you hear substantial topics. Earlier today, we had one of our Wednesday debates about whether offshore oil drilling should continue. And we don't patronize you by assuming all you can handle is a headline. We know you want more than that. And sometimes, like this hour, it's an opportunity to kick back and think about what you might be reading at the beach or at night during the summer. All of that is made possible by your donations of support or the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. It sounds James Bondish, but it's true. There is no tomorrow. And that's why getting 87 more pledges in this hour is so important. Please give $50 or $100 or any amount that's comfortable to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We won't be here tomorrow or the day after or this weekend asking for your pledge. We're asking you today only to help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio and your listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks.
David Malman is our guest now. He is the head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop in Mequon, Wisconsin. They brought Anna Quinlan in a couple weeks ago, and we had the pleasure of interviewing Anna on her latest book. We're going to give you, get your pens and papers ready, okay, because we're going to give you book suggestions during this hour. I love the fact that you're an audience of readers, and we're going to get some great suggestions for books. I have just a couple, too, of interviews that I've done recently that I thought the books were absolutely fantastic. David is joining us. Our phone number, in case you'd like to join the conversation, is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. 866-866-8655 for you to give us your book suggestions. Dave, hello. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great pleasure. If you only read one book this summer, you say it's got to be The Lonely Polygamist. It's got a catchy title.
Yeah, without a doubt. I read this back in January, and now it's finally out, and I get to sell it. It's an amazing book about a man named Golden Richards, who has four wives, and they have 28 children among them.
Woo!
And he's lonely, and he ends up having an affair, of all things.
Oh, my gosh!
It's a big book. It's close to 600 pages. I'm not kidding when I say you'll wish it was longer by the time you get to the end of it. The characters are amazing. There's laugh-out-loud funny parts. Parts of it are tragic. It's just one of those books that has everything. The kind of book you feel like you could just hand to anybody and say, trust me, you'll love it.
Isn't that something? Tell me about the author, Brady Udall?
Yeah, Brady Udall had written a couple books before. He wrote a book of short stories in the 90s called Lost Dogs? No, Letting Loose the Hounds.
Mm.
And then he had a novel that did really well at a lot of independent bookstores called The Miracle Life of Edgar Mint, which I never read and always wanted to. So I believe it's about a boy who his head was run over by a mail truck when he was a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's another big, sprawling novel with lots of characters and lots of humor and just everything you'd want.
Can you just give me, without giving away the book, how in the world a person could be lonely with 28 children and four wives?
It's because his devotion to everybody is spread so thin that he realizes that he doesn't really take time for himself. Huh. He's worried so much about all four of the wives, all of the children, everything that's going on in his life. Of all things, he's a construction worker, and he's working on building a brothel, which he has to keep secret from his wives and tells them that he's building a senior center. So there's just all kinds of strange stuff in the novel.
You got me hooked. Something I never would think I'd be reading, but it gets better with every description you give.
And there's not a single flat character in the book. I mean, there's characters that, of the 600 pages, they're probably only there for about 5 pages, and they're great.
Okay. I know you had Anna Quinlan in your shop a couple of weeks ago, and we had her on the air right before. It was hard to put her book down. It gets fairly dark, but I just love the way she writes. I said to her, how do you get a page turner going? And she answered the question, but I'm wondering how her appearance was and what the response has been to her latest novel.
Her appearance was great. I mean, she was just fantastic. And the reviews have been coming out now for the last couple of weeks, and they've all been really, really good. I haven't read it, but this is definitely one I'll be picking up for my wife, who is a fan of her previous books.
She's a real, genuine person, I think. I like her because she doesn't have many airs about her, and she's very smart.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Good. A novel that will leave you wondering how the author pulled it off, Day for Night, you recommend.
Yeah, and this is a difficult one to describe. It's 10 chapters long. Each chapter is narrated by a different character, so there's no repeat narrators. Each chapter could probably stand by itself as a short story, but when they are all taken together, it's sort of a case where the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And you end up reading about characters, a guy who has a small band in Florida, a woman who is a fugitive from the 70s, a CIA agent who is chasing her. Parts of it take place in Israel. Parts of it take place in Nazi-occupied Poland. And yet, as you read each chapter, you slowly start to see how all of these things are connected. Even though often when you start a chapter, you don't even have any idea how this could possibly have anything to do with the rest of the novel. And by the time you get to the end, it's just amazing. You look back and literally say, I don't know how he managed to do this, but he did it.
Huh. We're talking about books this hour of the program. Dave Malman is our guest. He is the head buyer at Bookshop that brought Anna Quinlan in the last couple weeks. It is the Next Chapter Bookshop, which is located in Mequon, Wisconsin. Well, welcome your phone calls, too. Give us a list. Let's add to our list. 800-486-8655 is our number, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good morning. I'm Veronica Rickert with Mike Crane, and this is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is One Day Wednesday. Our goal is to keep bringing you discussions with guests like this one on great summer reading, David Molman, with only one day of on-air fundraising.
Now, that's right. We're cutting our spring membership drive down from 7 days to just one day. And this is the day, today, One Day Wednesday. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a big difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With another 82 pledges in the next 45 minutes, we'll stay on track this hour. You can make a difference by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Veronica, you know this. Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money.
Uh-uh.
It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everyone wins if we do, so please pledge now. WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
You know, you hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. This is a unique radio service in the nation, and your support is what makes it possible. So pledge now for the station you rely on and that you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, even if you've been listening to this program just for the past few weeks, you probably have noticed that it has been fundraising free. Help keep it that way starting tomorrow and make your contribution today in support of One Day Wednesday.
A one-day fund drive means more of your programs uninterrupted. So give as generously as you can today on this special day, One Day Wednesday, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of the spring membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine, inviting you to make this one-day drive a success by contributing any amount to support the programs you value. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're trying to raise a week's worth of pledges in a single day. The goal is 4,000 pledges. Won't you be one of them? Make One Day Wednesday a success by making your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
I'm Veronica Rickert in the studio with Mike Crane. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is where you take care of that. Make your pledges this morning. You could decide at $50, $100, $500, but whatever amount you choose is exactly the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Some listeners think that WPR operates largely with tax dollars. Well, it isn't quite true. We do get some funding from the federal government and some from the state, but listener contributions represent our single largest source of income at Wisconsin Public Radio, nearly 40%.
If you'd like to learn more, you can get the complete picture at WPR.org/funding. You know, the fact is, your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know, maybe you'll decide to make that pledge. Do it today. It'll be a great decision at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has very high standards. You know, and we know, you're intelligent. And because of that, we aim high. Because you appreciate intelligent conversation that you get on the Ideas Network day in and day out, make a pledge right now on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our goal is another 78 pledges in the next 40 minutes. We're trying to keep our on-air fund drives short, radically short, in fact, one day. But we can only do it when you do your part.
Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is needed right now, and it only takes a few minutes of your time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is a one-day pledge drive. We squeezed everything into one day, so we need your help at WPR.org.
Dave Molman, who is the head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop in Mequon, Wisconsin, is with us this hour as we're getting a great summer reading list together. We do want to tell you a little bit about tomorrow's program because it's going to be a terrific show. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will be joining us tomorrow, along with Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. And then the second hour of our program, Alice Walker is with us. The World Has Changed is her new book. It's a collection of interviews that she has done over the years, conversations with Alice Walker, who has an extremely interesting life. So that's tomorrow. We are going to go to some phone calls now. Billy from Chippewa Falls. Hi, Billy.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to put my favorite in. I just finished it. It's by David Gran, G-R-A-N-N. He, I believe, is a writer for the New Yorker. New Yorker, pardon me. It's called The Lost City of Z, the letter Z, if you're familiar with that or not.
I am.
The chronicles of an explorer back in the 20s with the name of Percy Fawcett.
Mm-hmm.
And he was obsessed with this lost city in the Amazon, and he had made several expeditions into the Amazon in the late 1800s. And because of his obsession, he was responsible for charting a lot of the Amazon, kind of almost unknown to him that he was doing it at the time. But I think it was 1923, he went back with his oldest son and his oldest son's best friend, and they went back in to find this lost city and never came out, and they never found him. And it's just a great read. It's historical. There's adventure. This gentleman from the New Yorker actually went down. It culminates with him going into the Amazon, and I can't tell the ending, of course, but trying to find what happened to Percy Fawcett and his expedition.
I want to tell you, Billy, that we interviewed him, too, some time ago, but it was a great interview. And if you go to our archives, you'll be able to listen to that interview. He was great fun. And I agree with you. It's a wonderful book.
Yep. I heard the interview, and I went right out and bought it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He was interesting.
Anyway, that's
okay.
My pick for somebody that wants to escape. It's a great read.
It is. It's a great read. Have you read that one, Dave?
I have not. One of our former booksellers, Scott, loved it and sold the heck out of it. And I'd also mentioned to the caller, if he's interested in that geographical area, there's another book that is now out in paperback called Fordlandia, which, believe it or not, it's nonfiction. It's about a city that Henry Ford wanted to build in the Amazon area where he was going to harvest rubber. And he wanted this to be a place where, you know, suburban couples would go and have a family and live and sort of a utopia. And it turns out it was not far from the lost city of Z.
And what happened to it? Did it...
Well, it never worked.
Did he do any work on getting it constructed?
You know, I actually didn't read the book. I've just read about it. But he did a lot with it.
Right.
It just never quite... Huh. Got to be what he expected it to be. And the book was a finalist for both the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, we have to do an interview on that, right, Rhonda? She's sitting in front of me. Yeah, that would be good. That would be a great interview.
I wish I could think of the author's name. I don't have it in front of me, though.
That's all right. But Chrissy will find it. We'll let people know. Carl Rove is coming to your shop, huh?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, this is going to be just a straight signing. He only has 2 hours to be here. So with the purchase of a book, a customer will get 2 tickets, and they can stand in line and get their book signed by Carl Rove.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty major.
That is major.
Yeah.
That is major. Is that a hard thing to negotiate to get a big name like that to come to your store?
In this case, we were really lucky. It kind of fell in our lap.
Huh.
The difficulty is always with big political figures like this that for as many customers that are thrilled to come and see him, there's just as many customers that are upset that we have him.
Oh, that's just fine. People are talking about you.
So, we always tell people, you know, we have to represent all sides.
Exactly. And speaking of politics, one of my favorite reads, no matter what you think of him, he is a major figure and will be a major historical figure. David Remnick's book, The Bridge, The Life and Rise of Barack Obama, is a very good read.
Yeah, I've heard great things about that, and it's been selling really well.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. We welcome more of your phone calls, too. Your great reads right now, let's add them to our list. And I love doing these kinds of programs so we can talk about books. Where else can you do this? Just here. We'll take more phone calls, 800-486-8655, on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Mike Crane. Today is One Day Wednesday here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener contributions are nearly 40% of our budget. Everything you hear on WPR is made possible by your contribution.
So help us to make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money that's needed in one day instead of seven. $50, $100, $200, $2,000, every gift right now, no matter what the amount is, makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, we're still looking for 68 pledges in the next 35 minutes to meet this hour's goal. And these hourly goals are really important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully. Each and every goal matters.
And a gift of a dollar or two a week is all that it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening pledge-free for the next several months. Give at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Think of it this way. Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to tune in. But we need your support to make it happen. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping pledge drives super short. Join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's an exciting kind of pledge drive, and it only works when you donate. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On Chapter a Day, we stretch a book out over a week or two, or 3 weeks sometimes. But sometimes a short story has to make the point in a day. And the same is true for our May Fund Drive this year. One Day Wednesday. One whole week's worth of fundraising in one single day. And there aren't that many hours left to tell the story. Join us right now with a pledge. Here's someone to tell you how.
I'm Veronica Rickert here with Mike Crane, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is where you do that. Maybe your pledge is $50, maybe $100, maybe $1,000. Well, whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
New members are very important to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to all of the first-time donors who have pledged so far this hour. The more people who support WPR, the more stable our financial situation, and the better we are able to withstand economic ups and downs.
So even if you've never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the same strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount. You're in control. Just decide to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. And then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, on the Ideas Network, Veronica, you know this, we don't usually give our opinions out on the air. Mm-hmm. We really try to stay away from that. But when we talk about Wisconsin Public Radio, we do make an exception. We're not afraid to say that we think WPR is a unique radio service and a service well worth your support. Take a moment to voice your opinion about that right now by making a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are still looking for 65 pledges to go to make our goal this hour to stay on track. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, you're participating in something pretty exciting here. We have an entire fund drive condensed down to a single day. One Day Wednesday. This is it. So get that pledge in.
We feel like it's a gamble, but one that we know WPR listeners will help us to make sure happens. And you're up to the challenge. So be one of those 65 people that we need to pledge during this hour with really just a half hour to go. All you have to do is get in touch at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. 2552 or WPR.org. And we have a comment here from Paul who says, I listen via the web from home here in Costa Rica every morning and evening. I can't say how grateful I am to WPR and your excellent online service.
Muy bien, Paul.
Can't you just see him sitting there with the birds chirping and Wisconsin Public Radio in the background?
Sounds great. And you know, we're talking about expressing our opinions. Harold of Waukesha commented, WPR is the model for providing information on all sides of the issues. There are no blogs, no newspapers, no other sources out there that do the job of enlightening such a large and diverse public. Harold, thanks for making WPR possible.
Won't you join people like Harold and Paul and your neighbors out there who are supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio? Today is an especially important day to do that, to step up and do your part to support the service that you listen to, that you enjoy, that you turn to each and every day. Give us that pledge this morning. We'll be grateful to have it at 888-202-2552 or online, WPR.org. And thank you so much.
David Mullman, head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop in Mequon, Wisconsin, is with us as we add to our summer reading list. Our number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Greg Grandin was the author of Fordlandia. We were just talking about that, and he was on the air. I was not here that day, but it was in 2007, March, what day? March 15th, thanks, Rhonda. March 15th, 2007. And I guess it was a good interview. So she remembered, and there you go. Dave, let's talk about Jane Austen. If she were alive and writing today, what kind of book would she write? This is a good question.
She would write a book like The Cookbook Collector by Allegra Goodman, which comes out in July. Allegra Goodman has often been compared to Jane Austen. She's been called the modern-day Jane Austen. And she is just an amazing writer. I read her last book called Intuition. And this new book is just, it's about two sisters. One of them is a very successful CEO of a Silicon Valley company in her late 20s. And the other sister, of course, is a polar opposite. She is a philosophy graduate student who has no money. And I haven't read all of it yet. I started it last night. Jenny, our backlist buyer, read it, and she said it was just absolutely wonderful. And what Goodman does so well is she, you know, in order for social comedy to work, which this is like a comedy of manners, a social comedy, is that you need to make everything in the book feel real. You know, it has verisimilitude. So her characters, the situations, everything feel very much like real life. And so when the comic moments come, they don't feel forced. It's the kind of book that when you're reading it, you laugh out loud. And if somebody next to you says, what's so funny? You can't tell them. You can't read them the passage. You need the structure of the book to sort of support the comedy.
Right. You need to have a joke tucked in the pages so you can say, oh, this is funny. And then you just tell them a joke.
Right.
Well, that sounds good. I don't know about Allegra.
Oh, yeah. Her first book was a National Book Award finalist back in the 90s called Catterskill Falls.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Or actually, that was her first novel. She might have had, she had a book of short stories. I don't know if that came first or second, called The Family Markowitz. And she's had a couple other novels, Paradise Park and Intuition, and then now The Cookbook Collector comes out in July.
Okay. It's one of the delights of this job. We do a phenomenal amount of reading, but it's mostly nonfiction. So.
And I should say, you know, some of these books that I'm talking about today, I've read. Some of them I hadn't read yet, but people here were recommending them. And so I took all those home last night to just read a chapter or two and get a feel for them.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I was done getting ready for what I was going to talk about and it was time to go to bed, The Cookbook Collector is the one that I kept with me to keep reading.
I'll bet you didn't get much sleep, though.
Not much.
No. The big kids' book of the summer that lots of adults will be reading as well.
Yes, that's Rick Riordan, who just last year finished his Percy Jackson and the Olympian series, which has been made, I think the first movie has been done, The Lightning Thief. He is starting a new series. The Percy Jackson series used a lot of Greek mythology in the plot lines, and now his new series is a similar concept, only using Egyptian mythology. Lenora, the owner of Next Chapter, read it. She said it was just fantastic, lots of fun, and the Percy Jackson series was one of the biggest selling things in the last few years, second to, you know, Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who loved that series is going to have to pick up this one. And it just came out yesterday.
A lot of people love that series. It is amazing how that series spread, isn't it?
Yeah.
All over the place. All over. One of my favorite books from interviews we've done in the past couple of months, and I don't know if you've read this, The Citizens of London. I don't know if this will sell well, Lynn Olson, but it's a wonderful book about Edward R. Murrow and Averill Harriman and Wynant, who in their intersection and influence on getting America participating in World War II. Murrow, we know a whole lot about, the others not as well, but it's very, very well written and a good way to learn history. There's nothing wrong with learning history, and a very, very good read, I think. It's
right.
Good.
Yeah. No, actually, I have not read that. It wasn't even really on my radar, but it sounds great.
Yeah, I don't think it's been on a lot of people's radar, and it's a good book. History lesson fiction. Let's do your fiction and nonfiction. Fiction first. 30 years in the making, this book?
30 years in the making, yeah. Carl Marlantis is the author. The novel is called Matterhorn. And Carl Marlantis was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran, and he spent 30 years working on this book. I understand at one point the manuscript was 1,600 pages, and it kept getting rejected, so he had to trim it down.
Huh.
But now that it is out and getting reviews, it's being compared to the big war classics like The Naked and the Dead.
Oh, my.
And Red Line. And Sebastian Younger, author of The Perfect Storm, said it's one of the most profound and devastating novels ever to come out of Vietnam or any war.
Huh.
And Mark Bowden, who wrote Black Hawk Down, which was an intense book, you know, in its own right, he said, Marlantis' story is so intense that there were times reading it when I thought I could not stand to turn the page.
Hmm.
We have two guys here, Taylor and Martin, who have read it, and they are both nuts about it. They said it's just an incredible book.
Matterhorn by Carl Marlantis.
Yep. M-A-R. Keep in mind, it's a Father's Day gift, definitely.
Oh, good. Marlantes. We'll have to get to the Mother's Day gift, too, in a moment. We are welcoming phone calls. Please stay on the line. We will be with you momentarily. 800-486-8655 is the number. And this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Mike Crane. Today is a special day. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're raising enough money to pay for commercial-free programs that keep you informed and engaged.
With your help, we'll raise our entire pledge drive goal with just one day of on-air fundraising. That's right, a single day. But it's only possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our goal is another 55 pledges in the next 21 minutes or so. We're trying to keep on-air fund drives short, but we can only do it when you do your part.
Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is all that's needed right now, and it only takes a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation this morning that Kathleen Dunn is having with David Molman about great summer reading. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours like this possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things you can do with 3 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. And whether you call or pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe.
Your gift now of $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, will become the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. That's exactly how it works. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Today is a very special day for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first and last day of our spring pledge drive. We're taking a chance by raising an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming where you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. Please don't hesitate. Make your pledge at WPR.org.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Mike Crane. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is where you do that. Maybe your pledge is $50, maybe $100, maybe $500. Whatever amount you choose today is the right amount to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. What's important is that you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you're already a member and you've been wondering how you can do more for the station that is such a big part of your life. Well, then consider making a donation of $1,000. Listener support is crucial to WPR's future. If you'd like to do more than you've done before, and you can afford to make a contribution of about $83 a month, please do that now. And remember, a gift of any amount is really appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is your companion all day long. Whether you wake up with us in the morning, maybe you ride to work or run your errands with us. What about cooking dinner with us and listening at home, at work? You get interesting discussions whenever you want them. We're always here, and you actually are the one to make that possible with your donation. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you make your contribution, you can choose one of several ways to pay for your pledge. One of them is to make ongoing monthly installments directly from your bank account. Once it's set up, you don't even have to think about it again.
It's a great way to be a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. It saves paper and it's easy. We'll help you get started when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we are committed to bringing you quality programs with as little on-air fundraising as possible. One Day Wednesday worked last year, and if it works again this year, we'll be inspired to do it again next May and make it a tradition.
Help make this one-day spring membership drive a tradition with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And let us know that you love a one-day pledge drive as much as we do.
And there is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting another 45 pledges this hour is so important. Please give $100 or $50, any amount that is comfortable for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And keep in mind, we will not be here tomorrow or the day after. It's back to regular programming after today. We're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Won't you step up and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio? Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
Our goal for the entire campaign is 4,000 pledges, and that entire campaign is just today. And we have just under 2,500 pledges to go. So we're looking for your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. Make this One Day Wednesday a smashing success. A supersized pledge drive is not what we're doing. We're doing the opposite, a short, teeny-weeny, condensed pledge drive, one day only. It's a great way to really get the most bang for your time and make One Day Wednesday a success. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
We're counting on you to make One Day Wednesday a success and a tradition. So get in touch with us at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'd love to hear from you right now.
Dave Mulman is our guest, head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop in Mequon, and we're getting a great list of books, including some phone calls we're having time for from you, 800-486-8655. Bob from Twin Lakes. Thanks for waiting, Bob. Hi.
Hi. I really appreciate you taking my call. This is a great program. One of the things that I like to do is read mysteries from time to time, and I just read a good one called In the Shadows of Gotham by Stephanie Pintoff. P-I-N-T-O-F-F, and I really enjoyed it. She just won the Edgar Award, my understanding is, on this novel, and has another one coming out called The Curtain Falls, and I believe that's coming out very soon, in actually the next few days. But I wanted to commend her to your listening audience. I'm not a big mystery reader, but boy, I sure enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you. I know we have a lot of people who love mysteries. Are you familiar with this one, Dave?
I am, yeah. I was actually going to mention the fact that it won the Edgar for Best First Novel. But obviously the caller knew that. And it's got a great cover. It sounds like a great book. I don't read many mysteries, but this is one that sounds like something I would pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I thought I'd also throw out there the book that won the Edgar for Best Novel overall is called, I believe it's called The Last Child by John Hart.
The Last Child.
And it's about a boy who is, when he's 13, his sister goes missing. And about a year later, pretty much all the adults are ready to presume that she has died. But he is not ready. So at age 14, he sets off to solve what happened to her.
Okay. This, I think we have a call-in for this book. Hellbound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. and the International Search for His Assassin by Hampton Sides.
Yeah, Hampton Sides is one of those writers of history who takes a novelist's approach to the way he writes his books. So even though you're getting the history lesson, it really feels like you're reading a great page-turning novel. And this book, I've just read the very beginning of it, but it is about Martin Luther King and his assassination, but it looks to be pretty amazing how much stuff you find out about James Earl Ray.
Mm.
In fact, it starts off with his escape from prison a couple of years before the assassination, and he actually set off to make a name for himself in the porn industry.
Oh, yes.
But then he grew very interested in George Wallace, the segregationist, and his politics, and obviously a little too interested in that,
right.
I guess.
Right. And Rhonda reminds me that he is booked, so we were successful in that. May 26th, he will be with us. Well, what about Mother's Day gift? You mentioned Father's Day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will probably give my mom The Lonely Polygamist. But another one, and this author is coming to our store. And yesterday when I was starting to think about what books I would talk about, this wasn't even on our radar. But just after we opened the door, one of our best customers came in and waved it around and said, "This book is fantastic." So I asked around the staff, and Jenny, our backlist buyer, said, "Yeah, I started it last night, and I couldn't stop reading it." It's called Girl in Translation by Jean Kwok. That's K-W-O-K. And it's about an 11-year-old girl named... I had her name here someplace.
That's all right.
But that's all right. It's about an 11-year-old girl who emigrates with her mother from Hong Kong to New York City in the hopes of starting a better life. And what they end up getting is a horrible tiny apartment in Brooklyn and jobs at a sweatshop. But she discovers that she has what she calls a talent for school. And so she sets about to create a better life for her family by succeeding in school and moving on to do bigger and better things. And so she spends this life, you know, as an 11, 12, 13-year-old, being one of the best students at her school by day and then going home to work in the sweatshops on nights and weekends.
Goodness.
And it's just supposed to be just a beautiful novel. Probably going to be great for reading groups. And, yeah, the reviews have started coming, and they're all very good.
Yeah, it should be required reading for underperforming students, right?
Right. And in the author bio, it says she was born in Hong Kong and as a child immigrated to Brooklyn, where she worked with her family in a sweatshop.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess she knows what she's talking
about. Yes, she does. Let's take another phone call. Tom from Kewaunee. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. The book is named Driftless. The author is David Rhodes. It is... a book about a small town area in Wisconsin, the Driftless area. The author lives in that area. He was born and raised in Iowa. He went to the University of Iowa and graduated from their writer school.
Oh.
He wrote three books in 3 years that I haven't read them, but I heard that I could refuse. And then he had a terrible motorcycle accident, became paraplegic.
Oh.
He moved to somehow he ended up in Wisconsin, and he started a book, this book came out last year. I think he was writing the book for 7, 8, 9 years. He attended a funeral of one of his neighbors in the Griffith area, and talking to everyone before and after the funeral about who the person was, he found out so much that he then wrote this novel over the last 8 years. And that was I read it in my book club a couple months ago. It's one of the only books I've never put down.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love books like that.
Characters that intertie with one another. Just a real rich.
Driftless.
Driftless.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. We will post your list, Dave, on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Is that okay? And then we'll post our little recommendations and we'll post our listeners' recommendations so we'll have a mini book list. And will you please return and be with us for a full hour down the road? I love doing these shows. They're so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. This is fun.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you had a good time. So did we. Everybody had a good time.
Great.
Thank you. Dave Malman, head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop in Mequon, Wisconsin, giving us recommendations. A reminder, she's retired. I guess once you're a justice, you're always a justice. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is with us tomorrow, and we'll be speaking as well with Supreme Court Justice from Wisconsin, Ann Walsh Bradley. That's the first hour of our program. Alice Walker is here the second hour. Thank you, Rhonda Fanning. Thank you, Chrissy Pease. Thank you, everybody. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than ever, you rely on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio to bring clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively discussion. And more than ever, we rely on the money you give to keep that news and discussion going strong. I'm Veronica Rickert, here with Mike Crane, and today is One Day Wednesday.
It's our teeny tiny pledge drive, and we're here to raise all the money needed to help pay for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Your gift of $100 or $50 today will help make the daily discussions possible in the months to come without fundraising. Tomorrow, you heard the great guests we're going to have just on Kathleen's show, and that'll be without fundraising when you make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another 26 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal, and we've got about 8 minutes to get there. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last a single day.
We're asking you to make it easy to reach this goal by making your gift now. A dollar or two a week is all it takes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We get such good guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you'll ask great questions and they won't be interrupted by commercials. Your support makes that possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. So thanks in advance for making your pledge on this One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So today is the first and the last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. And like you, we want to make it as efficient as possible so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you the great discussions you count on. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple, because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today. Not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Mike Crane. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is where you do that. Maybe your pledge is $50. Maybe you'd like to give $100, $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we have 24 more pledges to get in to meet the goal for this hour and 5 minutes to do it. So we want to urge you to pledge online right now at WPR.org. That's especially helpful when we're trying to get so many pledges in right at the end of this hour. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. So pledge your support to WPR right now at WPR.org. And of course, you can also pledge by phone at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've been jotting down book suggestions this last hour. Maybe you found yourself thinking about something in a new way after you've heard one of our shows. That's the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear multiple points of view, multiple ideas, a lot to engage the mind at any given moment. You value what you hear on the Ideas Network. Now pledge your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Kathleen said just a couple of minutes ago, we had fun, didn't we? We really did listening. And if you've never given before, think about the fun you've had this hour alone and about the fact that Wisconsin Public Radio was here for you because someone else took that first step from being a listener to being a contributor. Today, we're asking you to take that step. Join other members by making a contribution of your own.
Your gift ensures that programs like this one are available for you and also for the next person to discover. So won't you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, most people listen to the radio alone, so when we ask for your support, we are speaking to you. Yes, you.
Don't look over your shoulder and don't look at your neighbor, your friend, or your coworker. You're the one listening right now. You value this program. You rely on it being here for you.
And you count on us and we count on you. Listener support is what makes this program possible. You're a listener. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 20 pledges to come in the next 3 or 4 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are actually very important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully. You can help us get there.
So I'm picturing 19 people, most of them pledging right now at WPR.org. A few of you on the phone at 888-202-2552. That's great, and we do need your help to reach the goal for the hour and to make sure that One Day Wednesday, our teeny tiny pledge drive of a single day, is made a very successful drive. Easy to get in touch with us, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Why not join Monique in Madison, who says, I love the diversity of the programming on WPR. Or how about Martin in Ripon, who says, I make almost daily use of information and ideas I hear on WPR in my job as a college professor of politics and government. Join your friends and neighbors. Join Monique and Martin, who decided it is important to support the programming they listen to because they rely on it, because they love it, and because, like Kathleen said, it's fun. Whatever reason you decide is the most important, the big thing to do is to decide to make the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio today on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, on One Day Wednesday, today is the last. It's the only day of the pledge drive, so we do get very excited, and we are so close this hour. Just 16 more people need to make the pledge for us to reach the goal this hour. Please get in touch now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. There's just a minute or so left to go in this hour. We are looking for 15 more pledges to make this hourly goal a success. You'll feel good, and it will feel great knowing that One Day Wednesday is something that everyone wins on.
I love this comment from Peter and Connie of Sun Prairie. They say that it happens frequently to them that they mention in a conversation, you know, I heard on public radio that, you know how it goes, we all have those conversations, and they're made possible by listener support. So please get in touch right now. Call 888-202-2552 or contribute online at WPR.org.
And keep in mind, it only takes a few minutes of your time. If you've never pledged before, it really is a short process. You decide to contribute. You decide how much you'd like to pay, how you'd like to pay. You give us your contact information, and boom, you're done. You've done something amazing with your day to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
Nine more pledges to reach the goal for this hour. Just get in right now,
so
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll be counted if you get in right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And